You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Marco Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win is 9-1, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win in the betting at 9-2. This is one of those matchups, Lee, that Stoke have absolutely relished at the Britannia. They've bullied Arsenal a couple of times and they've won 4, drawn 2 and lost just once in their last 7 Premier League meetings at home against the Gunners. And Mark Hughes has given Arsene Wenger fits throughout his managerial career as well. It's weird how he seems to have been able to suss Arsenal out no matter what club he's been at.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Yeah, he's for 5 different clubs, he's unbeaten in the last 7 at home against him. It's amazing that. We were talking in the office yesterday, though, weren't we, about... Although it transcends different styles, you'd imagine he'd always... Mark Hughes, to me, has always been a draw manager. Remember when he was at City? He kind of got the sack for drawing too many games. And he's never been able to win games consistently. Well, that seems to have changed a little bit at Stoke. I think probably, you know, I think if Stoke are open against Arsenal, that might finally play into Wenger's hands. So I don't think he'll go in. I think he'll know, obviously, that he's got a good record against Wenger. And I think he might, not be quite as open as maybe they have been. One bit of, I suppose, kind of good news from that perspective is that Shaqiri's out. Could be out for 10 days now. He's got a hamstring problem, which I guess that will rule him out for the League Cup semi-final for Liverpool as well. I know that seems daft to say that's a good thing for Stoke, but it might make them a little bit more solid rather than having Bojan and him and others piling into Arsenal's defence. I think it will be a low scorer. I think Stoke will take it steady. I don't think they'll go for Arsenal. I think Arsenal coming away knowing Wenger, knowing what he gets out of Mark Hughes, i.e. very little, they'll be happy with the draw. 12-5 for me. Draw.
This. Something surrounding Bojan, which is a little bit unsettling as well. He's been taken off in his last couple of games. I know there was the rumours just before Christmas about the buyout clause, and Mark Hughes said he's definitely not going anywhere. And according to Ben, who we mentioned on the podcast quite a lot, who is a big Stoke fan out in the office, he said that when they warm up, he trains away from the other players, and there's something a little bit disconcerting there with Bojan, and he wouldn't be surprised if Bojan is dropped for this game.
Right,
and Yosselu starts.
Yosselu got some good feedback from the fans, didn't he, from the other night? So interesting one. But yeah, I think Stoke will revert to type, i.e., the old type that's done them so well against Arsenal, and there'll be a draw.
I had this chalked down, Derek, as your potential nap this week, Stoke.
Yeah, 16-5 Stoke at home to Arsenal. It's madness. That West Ham result, air price in midweek against Bournemouth, that was plainly wrong. And this is too. They keep winning against Arsenal at the Britannia. I mean, how many times have they done it? In 3 times in the last 4 seasons, I think it is. Nothing wrong with their form. They're playing as well now as they've done at any time in the Premier League. And you can pick holes in Arsenal's form. Okay, they're not losing too many games, that blip against Southampton apart. But they haven't been impressive. The game against Newcastle, they won 1-0. They were probably second best. Even at home against Sunderland in the Cup, not sensational. And then Liverpool, for large parts, they were outclassed, particularly the first 20 minutes and the last 40. There's definitely holes to be picked there at Arsenal, and they're also conceding. It's all over Stoke for me. Yeah, what you say about Bojan is a little bit disconcerting. I wasn't aware of that, to be honest. And he has gone off the boil slightly. But, Sparky Hughes, he does a number on Wenger time after time, and I don't understand why the 16-5, I really don't.
And if you're looking for a goal scorer bet here, if Jonathan Walters starts, you could do worse than having a look at him. He's 13-5 to score any time. Got 3 in his last 4, and he scored 3 in his 5 Premier League appearances against the Gunners at the Britannia as well.
How is he a bigger price than I won't do that again.
he doesn't do anything wrong, Walters.
No, he doesn't.
Hard working, isn't he?
Solid, isn't he?
Yeah. Sort of player you'd just love to have in your squad. Yeah, probably never moans about being dropped. Comes in, does a job for you. Brilliant.
Yeah.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.